This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several massive wildfires continuing to rage in California have now claimed 31 lives. The vast majority of those fatalities from one fire, the Camp Fire, in Northern California. Nicole Jolly of the town of Paradise, which has been wiped out by the flames, says she was almost one of the dead.
The lights in front of me, on the vehicle in front of me, they were melting. And I called my husband, and I'm crying hysterically, and I said, Nick, I'm going to die. I can't get out of my car. It's on fire.
She said on NBC's Today show this morning that luckily she was eventually rescued by some firefighters. Veterans Day is being observed today by the federal government, seeing as the actual holiday fell yesterday, Sunday. Federal offices are closed, as well as most state and local government offices. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
We want people to participate, but we don't want any fraud.
Nearly a week after Election Day, that's Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott, who's running for U.S. Senate. A recount underway for that race and the governor's race in Florida. And Scott says,
we need to know exactly what happened here. And that's what we're trying to understand. We never want this to happen again.
Tallahassee's Democratic mayor, who's running for governor, Andrew Gillum, rescinding his election night concession in that race and joining the incumbent Senator Bill Nelson in supporting the recount. Many GOP members do claim voter fraud, but election officials say no evidence has been presented. In Arizona, Democratic Senate candidate Kyrsten Sinema continues to extend her lead over Republican Martha McSally, now ahead by over 32,000 votes. The suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc is in federal court in New York City today for a pretrial hearing accused of mailing bombs to over a dozen of President Trump's critics. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
America's most powerful Catholic leaders are convening in Baltimore at this hour to focus on sexual abuse by priests. The annual U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops will run for 3 days. The conference coming after a Washington, D.C. priest was arrested last week on a charge of second-degree child abuse. The 46-year-old priest accused of putting his hand down the shirt of a 13-year-old girl. Reports say it happened in 2015, but that the Washington Diocese became only aware of it late last month and notified police. Since that priest's arrest, 4 other alleged victims have come forward with similar claims. It seems a beer war could be brewing, you might say, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Pabst Brewing Company and Miller Coors are heading to trial Monday to settle a contract dispute in which Pabst accuses the brewing giant of trying to undermine its competitor by breaking a contract to make their products. Pabst lawyers argue the company's very existence relies on its business relationship with Chicago-based Miller Coors, which has made and shipped nearly all of Pabst's beers since 1999. Miller Coors argues it's not obligated to continue brewing for Pabst, and that Pabst doesn't want to pay enough to justify it. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
and the films Avengers Infinity War and Black Panther and the show Shadowhunters, The Mortal Instruments, are the big winners at last night's People's Choice Awards. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Veterans Day 2018, the observed day. We know officially it was yesterday. Lots of observations today going on. Of course, most government facilities are closed. All kinds of events. There's parades. There's lots of you know, thank yous from businesses from coast to coast offering veterans special discounts and you know, just their way of saying hey, thank you. And you can check out the website militarybenefits.info for more information for the vets there to take advantage in your local area. Yesterday I happened to be wearing my Marine Corps t-shirt, and it was our birthday, the Marine Corps birthday on Saturday, 242nd, and happened to be wearing my Marine Corps t-shirt yesterday, and went into Starbucks. They said, hey, look it, we you know, we want to honor you know, all the vets, and here's a free cup of coffee. I said, well, that was really nice of them. So all kinds of things take advantage and appreciate you know, people's response to our vets, and especially considering that there's such a small number, as you've heard me talk about. In fact, the other night it was said 4%, but I think it's more like 1% of America today you know, has, I guess, you know, skin in the military game, where people are enlisted because it is an all-volunteer army, you know, since Vietnam. And, you know, so what it comes down to is maybe about 1%. And I think you've heard me express my opinion before. I believe that all American citizens should have skin in the game, and we should protect our country, and that we should serve. This is, I think, part of, you know, our right to citizenship, our, I guess, seal that we believe in freedoms and that we're willing to defend it. Not only now, but forever, because the fact of the matter is that there are many countries that feel like they're at war with us. And some have been very clear, you know, whether it's countries or organizations that flat out just said, hey, look, we hate America. We're out to snuff the light of liberty out. And I believe that every citizen, it is our right and responsibility both to defend this country, be prepared to defend this country. And this is why it is so important for us to understand what our history is all about. And when you have people talking about, you know, America in a way that is disrespectful and does not honor the history and, you know, what our vets have done, especially those that we especially honor on Memorial Day, but they come into the conversation on Veterans Day because, first of all, before they gave their lives, they were veterans. You know, they volunteered or they were conscripted in any way. They did, you know, come forth and answer the call and went to serve in our military. But Veterans Day is observed every year on November the 11th. Veterans Day, as you may recall, maybe some do not recall, and this is why I think it's important to repeat, and I appreciate when Bruce Kaufman comes on and we talk about the history of Armistice Day, because a lot of people are not taught this, and it's amazing how often you hear, wow, how come I wasn't taught this in school? Well, what you're not taught in school doesn't mean, just because you weren't taught that in school, that somehow you're exonerated. It's our responsibility as citizens to be connected to the history of this great country of ours, so we know how to defend what we're all about, and especially in this contentious day and age, which I find quite rich and ironic, when you have so much information about, but yet we know so little. Because we're not willing to, you know, do our due diligence, or we're willing to just accept anybody's opinion and not historical fact. We ignore historical facts at our own peril and our own reduced significance and appreciation. But it was Veterans Day that was observed every year on November the 11th and evolved from Armistice Day, as I said, which was proclaimed in 1919 by first President Woodrow Wilson. This was Armistice Day. And that was when warring parties agreed to stop fighting. Armistice Day recognizes the end of World War I when hostilities ceased on November the 11th at 11 a.m. 1918, on the 11th hour of the 11th of the 11th month. Now, according to Department of Veterans Affairs, the official site, on November the 11th, 1947, Raymond Weeks, a World War II veteran, organized the National Veterans Day Parade in Birmingham, Alabama, to recognize vets of all wars. This celebration may have helped influence Congress to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day in 1954 to recognize vets of all U.S. wars. Now, was the work of Raymond Weeks the first official or semi-official Veterans Day? Well, the residents of Emporia, Kansas, might take exception to that, because according to their conventional and visitor bureau, their official site, in 1953, Veterans Day was organized and celebrated in Emporia, Kansas, 1 year prior to the first nationwide observance on November the 11th, 1954. It was President Eisenhower who made it on November the 11th the official national observance of Veterans Day, after Kansas Congressman Reese, who was from Emporia, by the way, proposed the bill in Congress to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day. Now, the observance wasn't always held on the 11th month. History.com reports that decades later, in 1968, legislation known as the Uniform Holidays Bill was passed by Congress, moving Veterans Day to the fourth Monday in October as of 1971. This didn't last long. Fortunately, wisdom took over, and President Gerald Ford returned the observance to November the 11th, due at least in part to its historic nature of that date. Again, 11-11, right, of 18 and the 11th hour. So significant that it should always be on the 11th. I will say I was greatly impressed last night. I don't know if you caught that special by Pete Hegseth and Fox News. What an incredible salute to our modern warriors, to have him surrounded by the likes of Rob O'Neill, Dakota Meyer, Medal of Honor winner from the U.S. Marine Corps, Sean Parnell, Marcus Luttrell, Soul Survivor fame, talking about war and combat, military morale today, and why they served, talking about rules of engagement. But, you know, just hearing their hearts about, you know, what it was like to be on the battlefield, and, you know, truly, as Pete kept reminding the audience, that these are modern day heroes. But such is the case, as many heroes, very humble. Even Dakota Meyer, I thought he was quite raw in saying that, you know, after he got out of the military, and this was before the presentation of the Medal of Honor, he felt like he was entitled. You know, here he was, he defended the country and had a chip on his shoulder. And this could have been the case. I mean, it was a very honest response and just sharing of what he felt when he got out of the military. And I can appreciate some men and women coming off of the combat field and thinking, wow, this country doesn't even appreciate what I went through. And of course, even more so, they did talk about the flag and what the flag meant to them. And you can hear, without even pointing out, you know, this whole controversy about the flag and the NFL not giving its due. Wow, you know, it was I thought it was quite quite touching. And well done, and congratulations to Fox and Pete Hegseth. And, of course, we're grateful to these modern heroes, Marcus Luttrell, Rob O'Neill, Dakota Meyer, and Sean Parnell. And understand that this is a sample of the many, many heroes in our military who serve our country and serve us, the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinion. opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
All of us around the world.
Let
us remember. Let us not forget, because the remembrance of these sacrifices urges us to be worthy of those that died for us, so that we may live free. Let us remember, let us take away nothing of what was pure, of the ideals, of the lofty principles of our elders' patriotism. This vision of France as a generous nation, of France as a project, as France, the bearer of universal values, was displayed during these dark hours as the very opposite of the selfishness of a nation which only looks after its own interests, because patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism by saying, our interests first, who cares about the others? We erase what a nation holds dearest, what gives it life, what makes it grace, and what is essential, its moral values.
Okay, let's stop it right there, Brad, if we would. This, of course, was Macron talking at the commemoration of Armistice Day, the end of World War I, which was the war to end all wars. And, of course, this was a direct dig at President Trump. And I think that, Macron doesn't quite understand what the definition of nationalism or patriotism is. I think we all are. I mean, even if you went down to the grassroots and considered the organic aspect, the street level of the French, they would be regarded as nationalists. That's their best interest. And the definition of patriotism is nationalism. I mean, it really is a synonym. And to say that they are in conflict, I think, confuses people. And again, for the sake of having some sort of exception and not quite understanding what President Trump is all about and what he's trying to do, it's kind of like when you're on an airplane and they go through the process, the safety measures, and they tell you, if the masks come down, the first thing you do is put the mask on yourself before you help somebody else, right? And there is a reason that that is the procedure and accepted procedure when life, when it comes down to life and death and it comes down to safety and you're on an airplane. You want to make sure that those that are capable of doing, you take care of yourself first. I guess you might say that's nationalistic. It's self-interest. But when you consider the ramifications, is that you can't help somebody if you yourself aren't strong enough. If you do not have oxygen, if you are not capable, not to mention the fact that, everybody who fails to do that and get a mask on, all of a sudden now you're added liability when it comes to getting off the plane because you are now debilitated and now you're extra weight. So you need to consider what this is all about in terms of patriotism or nationalism in the whole debate and what the mainstream media, because anything that can poke an eye at Donald Trump, that's problematic. Mainstream America understands this. We understand that words matter, and we do understand that patriotism and nationalism are synonyms. They're not antithetical. They're not antonyms. They're synonyms for one another. And they are in a good sense because of, look what happens. America, what was its response? After World War I, which was the war to end all wars, and I think there were some exceptional takeaways, from World War I, the human devastation, the carnage. I mean, when you read about it, if you can put yourself back in that area and, the display of human devastation, the fact that we would get to the point that we would kill people in the manner in which we did, including gases, the release of gas. And this is why the international community was so devastated. The international community said, no more. We cannot have the gassing of military or civilians. That this is, they outlawed it and just said that cannot happen. And America led the way on this. And this is, a bit of nationalism. We did it. And we also have led the way as a result for human rights abuses. And I think that what's happened is along the way, because of the expedient thing, and for, you know, certainly monetary and economic reasons, we have, you know, I think held on to allies way too long who are abusers of humanity. You know, there are God-given rights that are absolutely foundational to our Constitution, God-given rights. And those are being obliterated by our allies, by other nations that do not believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, they might believe in it, but, you know, for themselves, but for themselves only. And I think that's where Macron and others get off base here. They think that nationalism is all about self-interest, and they try and tie it into, you know, the Third Reich and other abuses that have happened internationally. Yes, it's like anything. It is a form of nationalism, but to the extreme extent. Nationalism, which is on full display, and for the most part, I believe, that has been beneficial for the entire world. I mean, when it comes to saving the Western civilization, it was America that led the way because of a national interest. And we go back to, as Steve Moore will talk about later, about all tides raising, you know, all tides raising all boats. And this is what America has contributed to the world, is that the rise in tide of America's boats has helped others. And I believe that we have yet more to understand and appreciate. I think all this trade war that's going on that people misunderstand, I think it's a grand opportunity for the world to compete on a fair basis, an even basis. I think that when we can get to that point, the brilliance of other countries is going to come through, because competition breeds excellence. And it breeds an increase and a validation of talents and gifts, creative ideas that are there, that are waiting to be expressed. I mean, look what happened at the end of World War II, particularly. You had a lot of brilliant people, especially in science, that really came out of Germany. And we afforded them a canvas and an opportunity here in America. And we took them away from, in many cases, took them away from doing things that were, you know, for the devastation of humanity, to help humanity. No doubt, you know I say that, and some of you immediately go, well, what about the atomic bomb? You know, the genesis of that wasn't out of Germany. Yes, it was. But there were also some other things that were very positive that came from, you know, the science field, where there was just incredible advancement. Well, I'll tell you, we have no idea how close we were, but for the hand of God, this world being absolutely decimated because of what Germany was doing and the direction in which they were heading. Had it not been, I believe, the hand of God, America coming into the fray, and to come against the forces and, of course, the ally force, the alliances of World War II, boy, this world would look completely different, as you can only imagine, right? If the world, you know, would have continued. But there were many takeaways, as I say, and I think that America realized through the human devastation that we had to be the leader in human rights. And when we lead and really passionately believe in human rights, then positive things happen for all concerned. And I believe that we've kind of maybe lost a little bit of that passion, you know, through diplomacy and through our own desires to maybe put, you know, put the economy ahead of human rights. And I don't blame people for taking a stand and pointing that out. I welcome it. And this is why the First Amendment of our U.S. Constitution is so important, and why we need to hear contrarian voices so that America can continue to lead the way and be the America that God has intended this country to always be. Great to have you along with us. Our conversation continues at 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th.
Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several massive wildfires continuing to rage in California have now claimed 31 lives. The vast majority of those fatalities from one fire, the Camp Fire, in Northern California. Nicole Jolly of the town of Paradise, which has been wiped out by the flames, says she was almost one of the dead.
The lights in front of me, on the vehicle in front of me, they were melting. And I called my husband, and I'm crying hysterically, and I said, Nick, I'm going to die. I can't get out of my car. It's on fire.
She said on NBC's Today show this morning that luckily she was eventually rescued by some firefighters. Veterans Day is being observed today by the federal government, seeing as the actual holiday fell yesterday, Sunday. Federal offices are closed, as well as most state and local government offices. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bill Martinez, live.
Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always love to hear from you. Email me, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, when the Pentagon announced they would open all combat positions to women back in 2016, it was one of the most momentous military decisions since the armed services was racially integrated in 1948. Advocates of gender integration say women are fully capable of performing the difficult task involved with combat, and they point out that even though women have been barred officially from combat duties in Iraq and Afghanistan, female soldiers have nonetheless fought and died there. The Pentagon is now working toward greater equality in the military, but it remains to be seen whether drastic changes are in order on the battlefield. To bring some perspective and insight to this issue, retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Pat Foote is with us. General Foote had many notable achievements during her career. She was the first female public relations officer in Vietnam in 1967, the first female faculty member appointed to the U.S. Army War School in 1979. General Foote was also the first female brigadier commander in Europe and the first female inspector general in the Army back in 1986. Now with her is Mark King, the global head of diversity and inclusion at the Kellogg Company, who will speak to the importance of diversity, inclusion, and belonging at Kellogg. We're both going to discuss partnership with the Kellogg Company and their commitment to our vets through their Women of Kellogg and K-Vets and Supporters Program. Mark King and General Foote, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you. We're fine.
Well, General, you have Well, good to have you here, Mark. You know, General, you've had a distinguished career, and I kind of gave a rough outline about your service, and we thank you for your career and, you know, the glass ceilings, as they would say, that you've broken on behalf of other women.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. It's interesting that I never intended to have a military career. In fact, I've met very few women who ever say they started out to stay the long haul. But I graduated from college in 57, had a series of jobs in the Washington, D.C. area where the glass ceiling was down around my ankle. I worked for the FBI. A woman could not be an agent. A woman could not be an agent in those years. I worked for the Washington Daily News, and when they offered me a staff writing position, it was in foods and fashion. I didn't want to write foods and fashion. I went on to Blue Cross Blue Shield, where I was the secretary of the enrollment or sales department, but I could not be a salesman or the sales manager. They were men's jobs. So these were the type of barriers I was running into when I made my first inquiry into the services, armed services, either civilian or military positions with the Army. And the lady who got me the, who handed me the booklets on Women's Executive Wanted was a woman named Julie Ledbetter, who in World War II served as a member of the Women's Air Service Pilots Group, which flew combat planes from factory to field and back again, towed targets for the men to practice, but they were not permitted to be aviators in the military. They were civilian. Mm-hmm. So I read this Executive Wanted pamphlet, and the thing that really grabbed my attention was it said, we didn't type. Women officers do not type. I said, okay, I like that. And then what else I really liked was no matter how ridiculous the salary was, men and women made the same pay. It was the same amount of money for both of us. So I took the plunge, joined the Army for 2 years, and 30 years later retired.
Wow. What
a lot of great things. Along the way. Let me tell you, you mentioned those first. I happened to be first because I happened to be there, and the door opened. Women before me who were eminently qualified for any of the things I did were not permitted to.
Mm. It had to be you then, huh?
It had to be. I'm glad I was standing there.
I never
expected to command above company level, but I wound up commanding company, battalion, brigade, and major installation. And that was unheard of when I first came in. I also was unheard of was the idea of even being promoted above the rank of lieutenant colonel permanently, because that was in the law. The law had to be changed. A lot of law had to be changed.
And here you are as a promoted all the way to a brigadier general. Mark,
yeah.
Let's bring you in here real quick. What are the important issues facing vets today, Mark, in your assessment?
Well, Bill, thanks for having us on your show, and a huge thanks to General Foote for being with us at Kellogg this week and for sharing all of her passion and insights and experiences. You know, our commitment to diversity and inclusion goes way back, and that includes our commitment to being a company of choice for veterans, and I should say veterans and their families. So we make some very conscious, dedicated efforts to go out and attract and hire and engage and grow our great veterans who bring in such incredible experiences and skills and perspectives that help us as a company. So we're seeing a lot of support for veterans inside of our organization. We do still see and hear some individuals say that, you know, they're not quite comfortable self-identifying as a veteran because some of the stereotypes and stigmas that others might have around that. But we want to work to create, or we are working to create, an environment where those stigmas don't exist, where the doors that General Foote talked about that were closed to her and the ceilings that she had to break through, we want to remove all of those. And that's diversity inclusion in general. But specifically, we want to make sure we're a company of choice for all the great veteran talent that we have.
Well, General,
they have
it seems
a great
like
program here.
Yeah, I understand, and I want to hear a little bit more about that. But it seems like we've come a long way, but here we are in the 21st century, and there is some things that the Pentagon is working toward when it comes to equality in the military structure. Touch on that, if you would, please.
I will, because, you know, the change that is really going to stick and make a difference is the change when it comes from the top, and it's in law that they are going to abolish the constraints on women to assign to any of the military occupational specialties. If they are fully qualified to do everything in that job, then they should be permitted to compete. Well, we've pretty well cleared the deck and opened up combat operations for women. But so far, we do not have women assigned at company level in combat units, armor, infantry, field artillery. Over time, that will happen. But you've got to have a greater density in numbers of women serving to get to that point, I think. I think putting one or two women in a combat infantry company would not be a very wise thing to do. But putting 40 or 50 in would be a way to make men see the skills that women bring to the table and would be able to. It'll take time. The law may have been changed, but the attitude and ideas of seniors commanding assignments, some of those are slow to change.
Exactly.
So
I understand.
You keep working at it. Yeah, keep working at it.
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from here. Mark, what is KVETS and supporters and Women of Kellogg?
So we have eight business employee resource groups here in the organization, representing various demographics. All of our BERGs are open and inclusive to all. Two of the BERGs that we have, our Women of Kellogg is global. The group is dedicated to helping our organization be an employer of choice for women and removing any barriers toward career growth and acceleration. Similarly, for our veterans and supporters, so KVETS and supporters, focuses on individuals with military service and their families or supporters, those in the organization that are actively working to help us be a company of choice for people with military experience.
Mark, real quick, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Absolutely. You can go to KelloggDiversityInclusion.com or you can go to KelloggCareers.com and see our Veterans Military Special section on our careers site.
Well, our thanks to retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Pat Foote and Mark King, the Global Head Diversity and Inclusion at the Kellogg Company. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, and thank you.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. The student loan debt crisis is among the most serious economic challenges facing young adults today. With Americans owing more than $1.5 trillion in student loans, many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October marks the opening period for the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, and it's recommended parents don't miss out on available money to help offset the rising costs of a higher education. Patricia Seaman, financial expert.
Parents and their soon-to-be college-age children should work together and pay careful attention to options available to fund higher education. Among the considerations are understanding public versus private loans, where to look for scholarships and grants, and how working while in school, whether through work study or other jobs, can help lower the burden of debt. Mitigating the damage from student loan debt is essential for our families' finances and our children's future.
Understanding the various types of financial aid can help families save thousands. For more, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You know, sometimes you just got to do this kind of movie thing here, and we're going to go ahead and cut that short there, Brad, okay, so that we don't announce the wrong guy. But with all kinds of fanfare, it's always good to bring in the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Director of Media and Culture, and PluggedIn.com for Focus on the Family. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. We had probably a little over a foot of snow here in Colorado Springs today.
Well, I don't want to tell you what I'm enduring here in Hawaii.
I know where you are, and I am so jealous, and I just don't think life is fair, you know.
Well, sometimes
you're only on 3 hours different from Colorado due to the daylight savings. Time, so it's usually four.
Yes,
I know you're three now, so we're at five something for you, and you're still up early. But you're an early bird, I understand.
I am. I guess I've been, you know, kind of like Trump most of my life, and that is I can operate on a little bit of sleep. Although I do take a nap, you know, from time to time during the day. But even still, it's yes, it is early here in Hawaii. But I got to tell you, the time change, because in Hawaii. For those that don't know, they don't change the clocks. No,
like
they just leave them. Yeah, they just go, hey, I'm not gonna play that game. The rest of the country, if you want to play that game, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's kind of a little bit of the rebellious spirit, I guess, of Hawaii. I don't know, but
the Aloha spirit has a little tad of rebellion in it.
It's okay. Yeah, but in fact, I got this great T-shirt. I had to get you a copy. I got it from my friends at Volcom, and it's no aloha. You got to leave, bro. So I like that. So yeah, I love the Aloha spirit here in Hawaii. It's a lot of fun, not to mention the fact that my 2-year-old grandson's here too. So he is living life in the fast lane. His 2-year-old is nonstop. It's such a blessing.
I can't hardly believe that. It seems like we were just talking, you know, 3 months ago, and he was a newborn, and here we are 2 years. So
here we are, and he's a walking miracle. I mean, God just has so blessed him, and we look back over 2 years ago, you know, two heart surgeries that he had to go through. And, you know, and God just, boy, you know, when God says that he weaves you in your mother's womb, I mean, he did for this kid. And he's a walking miracle after all that he has gone through. And I think, you know, to him, it's like nothing happened. You know, it's the parents and grandparents, you know, are the ones that are.
Absolutely.
But we're especially grateful to God for his hand upon this young man's life. It's just so special. But, hey, look, lots to talk about here in the movies. Boy, one quite controversial. Maybe we should go to that one directly, right. Boy Erased. Man, I'm telling you, this is really causing some conversation, and rightfully so. I think we need to have this conversation.
Well, let me just start by saying something I thought was somewhat interesting. CBS got a hold of Focus on the Family and asked if we would allow our gender specialist, his name is Jeff Johnson, former gay man who the Lord set free, and to be on their show. And so about 10 days ago or so, 11 days, he flew out to New York City, and he was taped for 2 hours and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And over the weekend, that finally showed up on, they did an 11-minute segment on quote-unquote reparative therapy or gay therapy, whatever, and they only gave Jeff 45 seconds. Now, he taped for 2 hours and 30 minutes, and they gave him 45 seconds. Now, I heard someone, a vice president this morning, who was letting the whole staff, we have a little stand-up meeting, he says, we're still happy about it. He says, because in that 45 seconds, although it didn't identify Jeff as a gay man, which they were, a former gay man, which they were hoping that they would, because people then would realize, oh, he's changed, but they did at least allow him to say, you know, for those people who want therapy, who want godly counsel, who want godly prayer, they should have the right to do that. Anyway, exactly. It brings us to the film, and I think probably by now our listeners must realize it has something to do with that. The film Boy Erased came in at number 19 at the box office. Didn't do that well, per se. It made $725,000, but what was interesting, right now it's only in 77 theaters across the entire United States of America, and per theater, it actually did too well. It made over $9,000 per showing. Compare that to number two movie this week, Bohemian Rhapsody, its second week, it made $7,700 per showing. So here's the number two movie, and it's been in the number 20 or 19th movie is making more money per theater. Anyways, it's about. It's based on a true story. Gerard Conley, who wrote the book Boy Erased, who basically his dad, Southern Baptist minister, after he found out his son had some gender issues and was struggling with his gender identity, his dad and his mom forced him to go to Love in Action. But way it's portrayed in this film, and I have to think that there must be very different ones depending on where you go, but the way it was portrayed in the film, I wouldn't want to go there either if I had a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, these are hate-filled people. These are legalistic people. These are people that would rather have you get up in front and embarrass yourself than lovingly and joyfully talk about the fact that Christ can set you free and have some really honest to goodness therapy like Jeff Johnson had.
Exactly.
But anyways, by the time the credits roll, even in the credits it said 700,000 people have gone through this therapy. Without putting a thought on it, it left it like, oh, those poor people. Rather than, wait a minute, if people willingly want to go through that kind of counseling, they should have the right.
Right. Not to mention the fact that you have the spectrum of counseling that's taking place, as you say. In this particular case, for movie purposes, as we know, things can be even in a true story, can serve a different agenda, especially when the debate continues, like in California, where they want to outlaw any kind of counseling to give somebody a balanced approach to their sexual identity.
Any kind of counseling. Again,
right.
If people want it, And people are desiring someone to give them counsel in this issue. Shouldn't they have a right in America to seek after? Can a state come in and say, no, we're not going to let anyone talk like that? What about freedom of speech? What about freedom of religion? What about the freedom to express one's faith in the marketplace, even if it's not politically correct? And California, of course, is probably the most un-PC state of all 50. So I'm not surprised, but it's disappointing to me. And I'm afraid sometimes where California goes, a lot of America goes. And I hope that doesn't happen.
Well, again, I'm brought to recall, to your point, what our Constitution outlines clearly, our God-given right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How do you square that up with, you know, someone's own situation of trying to, you know, they're confused, like the story of Jeff Johnson. He's been on with us many, many times here. And Jeff's story is so touching. And there are many other stories like Jeff that where they're no longer in bondage over this. Now, this is as he would describe, and anything that you would find in conflict with godly laws and principles, we saw Bruce Jenner, you know, now Caitlyn Jenner on TV struggling and trying to explain what was going on. And of course, in part of that interview, he said he can't wait to get face to face with God and said, how come you made this mistake, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyways, it's a disappointment, because when I saw the movie, I felt this is so biased. It's so one-sided. I actually hope that in the faith community someday somebody makes a movie about a Jeff Johnson or something, because there's thousands of men and women. And in fact, 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, I believe, Paul's addressing the Corinthians, and he's talking about people in the church, and he said, this is what some of you were, and including that, he says, and some of you were homosexuals, meaning that the Jeff Johnsons of the world truly can change. Mm-hmm. It happened back in the early church. It happens today. And I hope someone makes a movie about a Jeff Johnson, just like they made this Gerard Conley movie. And
thoughts come to mind, Bob, really quick about making a movie. Those movies are being made every day in the minds of people who are realizing, I mean, true stories, the true transformation of people who were, prisoners. They were bound, and now they're free. And they tell their stories. I mean, it is amazing. But right now, as you say, in this PC culture, those stories you're not going to hear in mainstream media. You might catch them at a church, you know, time and again, because, again, we're reminded that it is the church that remains the bastion for truth. And the answer for this issue is in God. It is not in human reasoning, and this is why we continue to struggle, and it's interesting to watch humanity try to deal with something of an incredible spiritual consequence like this.
Exactly. Well, some better news, and I know we're probably running out of time, but the number one film in America turns out to be Dr. Seuss's The Grinch.
Yes.
Now the third version of The Grinch. And I just thought it was a fun story. I thought it was a good story. I thought it was faithful to a book story. But, Bill, here's what I liked about it the most. When the people of Whoville are singing Christmas songs, instead of singing Jingle Bells or Frosty the Snowman, they're singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and singing Remember Christ Our Savior Was Born on Christmas Day.
Wow.
So, I like that.
I love it when the truth comes out, don't you?
Absolutely.
Is quite liberating, to say the least. Bob Olszewski, Focus on the Family from PluggedIn.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100%. 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon.